Grace be yours and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Word of God for our devotion this morning is the Bible verse upon which we base the theme for our overall stewardship emphasis, building devoted hearts for Jesus. We read in 1 Chronicles, the 22nd chapter, verse 19. Now devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God. Begin to build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the sacred articles belonging to God into the temple that will be built for the name of the Lord. This is God's Word. Dearly loved by God in Christ Jesus, it is with these words that David ordered all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon one day build the temple. The children of Israel had worshipped in a temporary worship facility called the Tabernacle for about 500 years, and it had served them well. They had carried this portable tent through the desert as they had traveled from Egypt to the Promised Land. And they carried it not only as a place of worship, but as a message to the peoples around them. The Lord told them, "You are to worship the one God in one place. You're not to be like the nations that you're going to travel through who have many gods." And so they worship them in many places, usually mountain shrines and wooded groves. The tabernacle represented God's presence among His people. It was the place where He would meet them. Finally, after being in several cities, when David chose Jerusalem as the capital, the tabernacle now sat in Jerusalem, the political and religious center of Israel. And there, the worship leaders that used the tabernacle emphasized to the people that there had to be mediation between the sinner and God before the sinner could approach. And they did that then through these leaders. But the worship service itself reminded the people and represented the fact that in the Savior who was to come, that reconciliation was complete. That God had, in that promise of the Savior, enabled them to come before the Lord with their sins and receive the forgiveness of their sins, having been reconciled to God by blood atonement. Now, it was time for a permanent temple. Earlier, David had stated the purpose for the temple and had drawn up its plans. The purpose of the temple was the same as the tabernacle. It was to be God's house, the place where the Ark of the Covenant rested, where God's visible presence of His glory in the Shekinah, the glory of the Lord, would be in the Holy of Holies. And according to God's architectural plans, David drew up the design for the temple. King David would not, however, build the temple because he was a warrior and he had blood on his hands. That task would go to his son Solomon. And so Solomon would gather the funds and lead the construction, mostly with the help of King Hiram, king of Tyre, which is current Lebanon. Solomon gathered the materials, the cedars of Lebanon, and the gold for the construction of the temple. But he also, as payment of the initial cost of the building of the temple, used the monies and the gold that his father David had left as a first offering for the project. You and I know the purpose for a building, a new sanctuary. It is the place where God will dwell, not in the Ark of the Covenant, but in His presence as He fills all things, but especially His glory present with us in word and in sacrament. When we built this building a few years ago, in 2000, we didn't build it to be portable, but we did build it to be temporary. And now, you have decided that it is time to fulfill that purpose of having a new place for the glory of God. An architect has drawn up the plans, and now it's time to gather the funds and begin the project. You have decided that it is time to build and that the temple be built to the name of the, or for the name of the Lord. Well, see, first of all, that then as now, it takes devoted hearts and souls seeking the Lord to do that. And secondly, that new sanctuary will be a dwelling place for the Lord's sacred articles. It's not uncommon to find someone's name on a building. A benefactor, perhaps. Think of universities who have benefactors give large amounts of money to the school, and so they put their name on that building. We're not going to do that for any of us. Because the name that was on the tabernacle, the name that would be on the temple, the name that is on this temporary sanctuary, the name that will be on, God willing, our permanent sanctuary, is the name of the Lord, because it is His house. And here is the name of the Lord that He Himself reveals in Exodus 34. The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet He does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. The name of the Lord is God's reputation as a just God and as a loving God. And we see that justice and that love of God come together on the cross of Jesus Christ. There on Jesus' cross, we see God's justice, His punishment and wrath falling fully down upon sin. But there we also see the loving God, because that wrath and punishment is falling on Jesus and not on me. It's falling on our substitute and not on us. A sanctuary, a place where we worship and meet with God, bears the name of the Lord because it is there in His Word that we meet regularly with that just and loving God who punished Jesus because He loved us so that we could be His children and spend eternity in heaven. The Lord told Solomon to devote his heart and his soul to seeking the Lord your God. I hope that if you haven't already, that you'll take note that our theme is not about building a new church. Our theme is about building devoted hearts for Jesus. Our stewardship emphasis is not about having a new church and remodeling this building. Although a practical application of our stewardship emphasis will be to try to raise the money to do so. But our stewardship emphasis that we do every year is about building devoted hearts. Hearts that seek the Lord. Hearts that are appreciative, thankful to God for His grace of giving us His Son, Jesus Christ. Solomon was to build his heart and the hearts of his people to seek the Lord, to obey His commandments, to follow His decrees, to do His will, to believe God's promise that He would never leave them, that they could come to Him and they could confess their sins and acknowledge their sins and bring their supplications, and that He would hear them. And this is God's promise to us. And Solomon did just that. Through God's Word and the sharing of God's Word, Solomon led the people to know and follow the Lord. And at the same time, to build a new house for His name. The temple would really serve the same function as the tabernacle, as the place for God's sacred furnishings. What was really important, of course, about the tabernacle and the Holy of Holies was that visible presence of God's glory in the cloud. And once a year, the priest would take the blood and go behind the curtain and spread that blood on the mercy seat for his sins and for the sins of the people, pointing them ahead to the sacrifice that Jesus would make on the cross. And when they built the temple, that would be the new place for the Ark of the Covenant. It would be the new place for all the sacred furnishings that were the visible aids for Israel in their worship as they came to the Lord. And so the candlesticks, the tables, all of the objects of worship, particularly Ark of the Covenant, were carried out of the tabernacle and brought into the temple. We plan, God willing, to move this altar and the ambo and the candlesticks and the flower stands and the banners. We plan to move them a few feet east of here into a new sanctuary. And there, as they do now, they will be visible aids for our worship of the Lord in connection with His presence, which is the Word of God, which is the gospel and word and sacrament. The most important thing that won't change, that we will carry, is the Word of God into that new house that will bear the name of the Lord. Our sanctuary may move a few feet, but our worship will remain the same, fixed on God's Word, given to the one true God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It took 7 years to build the temple at a cost today of hundreds of millions of dollars. But what Solomon really set out to build was devotion for the Lord. What he really, David reminded him, was to seek the Lord, to build devoted hearts that would cling to that promise of the Savior. And so while, yes, we are talking about building a new building, we are focusing with God's Word to build devoted hearts for Jesus. Amen. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.